Everything's running smoothly.
Peter! What's going on, buddy? How are you, my friend? My name is Hartzell. This, your... it's Friday. Let me do this. This is your Kansas City Morning Show! Peter Sweeney, good morning, my friend. What is going on?
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas City, and the KC Morning Show presented by Charlie Hustle is back for Friday. Welcome in. If you're wondering your real feel here.
Give me that real feel.
Yeah, as you're getting up here, it is in the mid-50s, man. We're in the real feels in the low-50s. It should get to about the mid-60s this afternoon, but as we're going to get into a lot this show, this is something that you should care less and less about, the weather, because you should be staying in your damn house. High 66, low 58 today, high 71, low 46 on Saturday, and then Sunday, it's a high of 65, low of 42. That's your weather for this weekend in Kansas City.
There you go. Your real feel is whatever you have your thermostat set at.
Right.
That's your real feel, because you ain't going nowhere. And if you're going somewhere, then don't. How about that? Because we're gonna definitely be talking about that in your news. Man, Pete, I was... Because I am still essential in one of my jobs. Not all the jobs. We'll talk about that in the news as well. But I'm essential in one of them. And so I'm driving to work, and I decided to go ahead and swing by Loose Park because I was curious. I was like, you know what? Let me see. Are we practicing our social distancing? Are we being patriots? God dang it, are we being patriots? Spoiler, Pete, we were not being patriots. Because that place was packed. Loose Park was packed yesterday.
Yeah, there was a whole article in the Kansas City Star about it. And my colleague, Sam McDowell, he was commenting about it on Twitter, sharing it and saying, you know, essentially turning around to the public, explaining we're all staying home so you guys can just go out and do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then another guy writes back, just a random person writes back, get a grip, dude. I think we've turned into...
I want to cut that, man. Who is that? Is that person's tweet still on the record? Because I'm going to find him.
I think we've turned into a little bit in Kansas City like what the United States was as a whole a few weeks ago. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I talk to my mom every day. You listen to what the coasts are saying, and it's really bad in New York and California.
That's where your folks are all posted up.
Yeah, and they're worried about how more than half the people are going to get it, and it's just rising every day. And you're actually starting to see a rise in number of cases because there's more tests now, mm-hmm. even in Missouri. And the experts, and again, we'll talk more about this, but the experts say you got to bend this curve. And Kansas City just not doing a good job at this point, unfortunately.
Well, because you're talking to your folks on the East Coast. So you got your family in New York. My twin,
right. He
is a photographer and does film and all that in L.A. So he's in California right now. And so between you and your mom and my mom and my twin, it's wild out there. So we got to do these things. So I don't want to see y'all at Loose Park again. Because I'm going to drive by again today as I go back to work. And if I see one of y'all, if I even see one picnic basket,
uh-oh.
If I see one bottle of wine and a lawn chair.
To Loose Park?
If you're doing it right, you're going to definitely bring wine to Loose Park. But if I see that this time, not this time, if I see it this time, I'm about to bust some skulls. In the name of Corona. Citizens arrest.
Is it Samuel L. Jackson, the great Samuel L. that goes not up in here?
I think we've stolen
is
that line.
Is it somebody else?
Up in here, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. What's going on, Pete? How have you been? How are you holding up? Are you stir crazy yet? What are you wearing? I'm feeling like you, as you broadcast from your house, you look beautiful. I feel like you're in the best of health. I feel like you've got everything under control. Fill me in, Pete.
Yeah, I was, you know, if you really follow the show, I was pretty sick for about an entire month from the end of January, almost through the entire February. And since then, I've been all right. I feel lucky at this point that I haven't caught anything.
Hey, speaking of curves, Pete, you were ahead of the curve. Am I right? Get it?
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know if I had it. I don't know if I had it or what, but I've been all right. I've been staying in. My life is really not all that different than it would be otherwise for this year. I mean, I can't leave the house, but during the day, you know, my job is already designed, so I'm working a lot from home because there's no press conferences for the Chiefs at this time of year anyway. That's my day job. So it's been normal for me, but I am going a little stir crazy. I do like to leave the house. I haven't really seen my friends. Like last night, though, I mean, you're starting to get joy out of fun things that just pop up online, like Dave Matthews Band, believe it or not, and this will probably not come as a shock to you. Dave
no,
is my
is
favorite. Dave is my favorite artist. They combined with Verizon, and Dave did a show in his house, and I just enjoyed that last night. It was an hour long. They had it like streaming on Twitter, and it was an initiative to support your small businesses. So I enjoyed that.
Crash into me. Coming to me. Trippin' Billy, trippin' baby. Am I close?
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing really well. I started watching Tiger King, which is an insane show, so
yeah,
I stopped after
this?
One episode.
So this is the new hotness. This is what I've been seeing on my feeds, and I think I'm probably going to start it this weekend. What is this show?
The premise of it is this. I've only watched one episode, but there is these three insane people that have like run the tiger industry for a long time, and it's just the trials and tribulations, and they actually have like a venomous hatred toward one another.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
It caught on. The stories are just wild. And I you know, people have told me to keep watching. I don't know if I'm going to go back into this. I'm enjoying that other show that I told you about, El Papel or La Papel de Casa.
Yeah,
or La
Casa
Spanish, de Papel.
How's your Spanish going? Because this is a Spanish language show, and you are a cultural man on this Casey Morning Show.
Yeah. Yeah. The Spanish right now I would describe as BN. It is
Shut up.
Coming along.
Cállate.
I started something on my Instagram channel called Jokes at Noon, which is like a cult following among my friends and family.
Yeah,
at this point.
I was about to S all over this. Did you pull any clips? Did you pull any of this, or do you want
no.
people to actually go to your? Oh wow!
No, you're good. No, you wanted
touche.
You wanted me to pull clips for it. You got to go to my Instagram.
I know what
feed.
You're doing.
It's
there.
PG Sween. Every weekday at noon. Now, I mean, I'm just gonna be rattling off some jokes, try to help the people.
You really become quite the personality. Can you give me like a sneak peek? Can you give me something? Like, I'm not saying you gotta give me the joke you were gonna do today, but can you give me an old one, or do you have one that you maybe were workshopping that maybe you aren't gonna use?
Oh, I plan the shows during the evenings. I got a joke for today that I can share with you right now.
Please do.
Yeah,
do. No, I might problem. Have to even get like an intro song or something made for this.
Oh, okay. Well, here it goes.
I'm ready.
So today's show will be based upon like Friday and you know, dealing with the coronavirus on Friday. And Friday happens to be one of my favorite days of the week, although Sunday is my favorite. I'm always happy on Sundays because the day before, it always seems to be a Saturday. You know what I mean?
So this is what they can expect, huh? This is the content they came for.
Jokes at Noon, it can go to PG Sween on Instagram.
Or you can do literally anything else. But hey, no, I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. Your creativity. Obviously, Corona has now taken over your brain and you're losing it.
Right.
But I appreciate that you're still trying to stay sane and make the people laugh. In this trying time, you know what people need? They need a laugh. They need a friend. Mm-hmm. They need a joke. And what they need is PG Sween. At PG Sween.
Right.
There you go. So that's a free, I gave you a free one.
Yeah, one of my friends' moms actually now has asked when it is around noon. I say it's time to watch Jokes at Noon, and you can't blame her at this point because it is a hot social show. I found out yesterday also too, and this will be interesting. My move, I'm already told you I'm going to move.
Yeah, that's right.
This
yeah.
will indeed be happening. It will indeed be taking place through the coronavirus. Movers are considered essential employees,
naturally.
So they can keep going. And I'm going to try to figure this out, which will be the most interesting experience of my life. I wonder if I'm going to have to get a mask. I wonder if the movers are going to have a mask. I wonder if I'm going to have to bubble wrap everything I own.
I don't have to help, right? You don't need me, do you?
No, the idea was that this was just going to be me and the movers. I was going to pack everything. It was going to be clean. And now I am just a little bit worried about it. But I hope it all goes well. I'm moving sometime in mid-April. So
mid-April. Okay. So if you're moving in mid-April, I can start crashing by late April? Is that what that means?
Oh, my God.
Is that what that means?
We'll see about that. I got to see if I have the extra space.
Oh, okay. I'll have my people call your people. I see where this is going.
One thing also, too, that'll be for the new place installed at this point is taking your temperature right outside the door. I mean, if you are over 96.5, even by a decimal, you're out.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Yeah.
I like that. You're out. You know, because you're a partier, man. You got two things now. You got to check IDs at the door, and now we got to check temps at the door. I like that.
That's right.
I'm okay with
That's
all right. that. The new normal, courtesy of Peter. Let's see. Give me a letter.
L.
Peter L. Sween. L? What am I doing with L on a Friday? Likeable
nope,
Pete. No. Peter L. Sween. The L stands for likeable because this new spot is going to be so nice that he's going to be the guy to talk to, the place to be. How about that? We made that work.
L? I mean, listen, you could take it or leave it. So,
okay.
About that?
All right, let's be done with that. Pete, I think on that note, we're going to leave all that there, and it's time to do a little thing that we call on this KC morning show. We call it what?
The news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Hey! Here we go. I'm ready for this. Been gearing up for this all week long. My name is Hartzell Pete across the line. This is your KC Morning Show on Fridays, brought to you by our friends at Charlie Hustle, KCMS20 for 20% off. But what matters right now is that on Fridays, during this intro, Pete freestyles the news intro. Peter F. Sween, the F stands for freestyle. Are you ready? Pete, do you have the beat? Because you don't have the beat in your headphones because we're doing this remotely. So this is all
right.
Muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
My man's ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm about to count you in, and he can knock this out. Here we go. A 5, 6, a 5, 6, 7. Here we go.
The congressional lawmakers are helping the bakers. The members of the House are buying a blouse. We have the president setting new precedents. This is the news.
What?
Oh, man, forgot about Freestyle Friday.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah, I could tell. Pete, how am I going to get you signed to this record deal if you're going to be bringing no bars?
We missed the Wednesday show, so I just thought it was Wednesday.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. And I know we're going to probably run long on this show anyway, but I'm going to give you a chance of redemption. If we have time, since we didn't have a Wednesday wisdom, I might bring you a Friday forward, so we can bring us some words of wisdom on a Friday. We'll call it Friday forward. So think about that later on in the show, okay?
Friday forward, okay.
Okay, we might have a redemption angle for you. Maybe. We shall see. That was very disappointing, Pete.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing I could say.
Nothing you could rap.
Tough loss.
Nothing you could rap, that's for sure. All right, let's do the news. I think we're all very interested. We're very excited. The stimulus, I guess, are we calling it a stimulus? It's not really a stimulus. It's more of a kind of hold you over money. Regardless, it's headed our way.
The Senate did unanimously approve an historic $2 trillion relief bill meant to ease the economic pain of the coronavirus. It offers hundreds of billions of dollars to big companies and small businesses, along with cash payments to many Americans.
Banks that are already set up to do this, we're told, could turn that money around within 36 hours. Unemployment insurance for the likely millions of people who are being laid off should go up by $600 a week by next week. $1,200 for a lot of individuals, more for families. That money could be directly deposited into your account within the next 3 weeks or so.
I'm telling you, man, I'm about to come out of this thing like a king. I'm just being honest. Like, if I do this right, man, this might be a come up for your boy. Because, listen, I work in radio, so I ain't getting paid a whole lot to begin with, virus or no virus, so Trump money, send that my way.
This is, it's simply crazy. I mean, we're like living in a movie right now where the government is going to just print out money to give to people.
Mm-hmm. What's the problem? There's no problem here.
I can't. It's just wild. It's just nuts. It's just a nutty time to be alive.
And so as everyone is debating the bill on the floor, it started in the Senate this time. So now they're expected to be voting on it in the House today. So by the time you listen to this episode, it may have actually already happened. That's one of the things about doing a podcast, that immediately when you hit submit, it is old news, but that's okay. So that may have happened by the time that you listen to this. The Senate passed the bill 96-0. The House set to follow suit. Single Americans receive $1,200. Married couples get up to $2,400. And parents would see $500 additional money for children under the age of 17. I got to get some kids, man. I got
to
find me.
Let me just say, it is nice to see the lawmakers help the bakers in the House buy the blouse. So.
Man, you're really trying to make that rap work. Listen, let it go, man. The freestyle did not work today. It did not work today.
You have the president setting new precedents. I commend him for that.
We've been so like engrossed with the presidential stuff for the longest time. And so when I was watching Bernie on the floor, I was like, oh, I forgot that my man's got a day job. It's nice to see you back at work.
And now I find that some of my Republican colleagues are very distressed. They're very upset that somebody who's making 10, 12 bucks an hour might end up with a paycheck for 4 months more than they received last week. Oh my God, the universe is collapsing.
Give him hell, Bernie. Give him hell, Bernie. I love that man. I love that man. Yesterday, Pete, a bit of a eye-opener. It was a huge eye-opener. It wasn't a bit of eye-opener. And we saw it coming. We knew that the numbers were going to be high. Unemployment, with everyone getting furloughed or laid off or what have you, myself included. So, y'all, we in this together. We build. I think we'll be just fine. Knock on wood. Knocking on all the wood. The numbers were huge, man. The unemployment numbers came out yesterday, and it set a record number by a bunch.
The coronavirus pandemic is taking a staggering toll on American jobs. Nearly 3.3 million filing unemployment claims in 1 week.
When I heard the number, I mean, I heard it could be 6 million, could be 7 million. It's 3.3 or 3.2. But it's a lot of jobs. But I think we'll come back very strong the sooner we get back to work.
As revealed in our new poll, 1 in 3 Americans say they or an immediate family member have been laid off or lost their job as a result of the pandemic. And more, half of all surveyed report a cut in pay or work hours.
One in three people is just an insane number to think about.
Yeah, that's and it's only going to get, that was last week. So it's only going to get bigger. So hang in there, y'all. We'll be okay. And we just anxiously and patiently await them checks. Like I said, y'all, I'm about to be a king. About to come out on top.
Conserve your money, Hartzell. This is your mother, Pete, speaking.
No. I'm going to be real good. No, I mean, I'll be totally real with you. I started booking my trip to Disney World last night. They got that new Star Wars adventure. It's like an all inclusive, like immersive activity. I'm very excited. So that's where I'm taking my talents and my refund and my stimulus package, to Disney.
Muriel has an ally in this, her friend Pete. So we're in this together, Muriel.
Yeah, you got a friend in Pete. You guys can yell at me together at the same time as I'm taking selfies from Epcot, baby. Joke's on y'all. I have been waiting to hear something out of Jeff City. Across the state line on the Kansas side, Governor Laura Kelly, she's been very proactive. I'm not sure where you lie politically, say what you want on her decisions, but she has shown some real leadership. She's been out, you know, they closed down the schools, and Kansas has been on the forefront for all this stuff. Well, Mike Parsons, governor of Missouri, my man, where you been? Where you been? Because it feels like my man's been taking a nap during all this. And Missouri, again, these numbers are probably already higher. But Missouri, the confirmed cases of COVID continue to rise exponentially. And I'm using that word correctly.
In the last 24 hours, Missouri's numbers spiked even more. 142 additional positive tests. And that brings the total number to more than 500. Governor Mike Parson told people stopping the spike requires that everyone take social distancing seriously.
Whether you live in an urban area or a rural area, stay home as much as possible. This is just not about you. This is about everyone around you and the entire state of Missouri.
And like we said at the beginning of the show, if I'm driving around being essential as I am, LOL, I better not see y'all at these GD parks. Again, stay home or go. If you're going to go out, just walk up and down the street or something. You want to get some vitamin D. I understand that. But if we're all going to the same place, it defeats the whole purpose. What are we doing?
Well, I was surprised at the number of people, you know, once the weather kind of turned nice yesterday, at the number of people that, you know, didn't seem to be complying with the stay-at-home order.
Their hope? People see the message to stay off equipment at courts across the city.
It's unreal. It's very unreal.
It's hard to tell kids the playgrounds are closed.
Oh, it's sad for them because they don't want to go home. They want to play.
But if more people comply, the playgrounds open again soon.
So, yeah, y'all, come on. Come on. We got to do this thing together. We're not going to get it any better if we're not, you know, actually practicing social distancing, which I know we're sick of that word, but we got to keep doing it.
Yeah, I think there was some confusion here because in the mandate, within the mandate, it does say that you are allowed to go outside to get some fresh air, to get some exercise. But I think people have just run with that and say, oh, we can go outside. I mean, we just don't have to, you know, go to restaurants and stuff. And it's like, no, you still need to keep, you know, of the people that you're not quarantining with, you're still supposed to keep 6 feet of distance. And again, it's just not happening right now.
I've had to sacrifice so many dates because of this virus. All right. If I am sacrificing, then the least you could do is stay at home. Do it for me. Think about me.
Saw that you posted a backyard workout video the other day, and you backed into the machinery.
I forgot. I part of me thought you might bring that up. Yeah, I'm trying to listen. My thirst traps, we had to take a bit of a hiatus, but the people wanted it. You got to give the people what they want. I found a way. I found some. My mom got our deck. It's her home. She got her deck redone. I just happened to be a tenant in our house, but she got the deck done, and they had these it kind of looks like they look like track hurdles. So I decided, yeah, you know, as a former Division I athlete, I decided to do a little makeshift workout in the process, because I decided to do this outside in my backyard. It was the day after it rained, so it was super muddy out. Long story short, I hurt myself. I pulled my hamstring. So that's what I get for trying to be cute.
It's what you deserve for that video. I didn't even really look like you were getting your feet above the wood. They just looked like they were there for show. So you
absolutely
back into it.
Absolutely.
You nearly fall down, mm-hmm, and then your feet weren't even getting high enough. Anyway.
And then I hurt myself. It was all for show, and it just the joke was on me. Just a complete debacle, man.
I should have downloaded it and dubbed some commentary on it. Next time.
Yeah, no, next time. There'll be more. Trust me, there'll be more. You sacrifice for the look, baby. You sacrifice for the look.
That's right. Yep.
So, Pete, how is everything going at your job? You're editor-in-chief, Arrowhead Pride. Sports is still continuing, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, feel really fortunate right now. I mean, I do have to say, because there are people for a company that cover things like the NHL and the NBA, and that is some just tough waters to navigate because it's just the league just froze right in the middle of it, whereas the NFL has just continued to push on, so things are okay for me right now.
As far as the radio stuff goes, I've been very fortunate. So thank you, Kansas City, for still listening. 96.5 The Buzz here in Kansas City, or streaming worldwide at 96.5thebuzz.com. But we have been getting a lot of people hitting me up about concerts and refunds and all that, and I've got some audio here now. I'm pretty sure just about every major production company they're pretty much following these same rules. So if you have tickets or you have something, some event that you purchased, for the most part, it looks like everybody's being pretty good about it, and you're going to end up getting at least some of, if not all of, your money back.
If you scored tickets to see your favorite artist on tour, you might be out of luck. Yeah. While some events were postponed, a lot of concerts and sporting events were just flat out canceled.
The good news is for all these canceled events, you will get your money back, but it could take some time.
All of the major ticket sites will give you a refund if an event is canceled, but Ticketmaster, AXS, and SeatGeek all say it'll take about 30 days for you to see that money.
So if you got any questions, I know especially for our shows, we've got everything posted on our website, again, 965thebuzz.com. But I saw this as I was driving into the studio this morning. Pete, we're wrestling people. We try to make a pro wrestling reference on this show at least once an episode. The fact that we still have people listening to this show is just crazy to me. Roman Reigns, do you see this? Roman Reigns is out for WrestleMania.
He did.
This is huge. For those who don't follow, imagine Stone Cold Steve Austin or The Rock at their peak pulling out of the biggest show of the year.
Mahomes pulling out of the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Major breaking news regarding WrestleMania and Roman Reigns not being on the show. According to Ryan Satin of Pro Wrestling Sheet, sources with knowledge of the situation tell us that Reigns expressed to WWE that he didn't feel comfortable doing any more of the Performance Center shows during the pandemic because he is immunocompromised from his battle with leukemia and didn't want to risk his health. WWE has honored his request and will now be replacing Reigns with somebody else in the match against Goldberg, though it's unclear who will replace Reigns.
Yeah, so Roman Reigns was scheduled to take on Goldberg. That's right, casual fan, you heard that right. In the year of our Lord 2020, Goldberg is the WWE Universal Champion. He was scheduled to take on Roman Reigns, whose real name, Joe Inouye. Good guy, Joe. Big fan of Roman Reigns, personally.
You sort of hope here, or you wished, that God would have struck down Goldberg instead of Roman Reigns, but it is what it is.
Have you seen him wrestle recently? Trust me, God has struck that man down years ago.
Well, we'll see what happens. It'll be the most interesting WrestleMania, which, again, is the Super Bowl of wrestling of all time. So it'll be an interesting watch.
So I did a thing for us, Pete. I think that in these times, we need clarity. We need vision. We need order. We need structure. And I can't think of a better way to give that to the world than by me, you know, sitting down and putting together a list.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list. Man, it had been so long. Pete, real talk. When's the last time we did a list of Hartzell on this show?
Man, I don't even remember.
It's been too long, is what you're trying to say, right? That's what you meant to say?
I think my immune system is compromised from lists.
I don't understand why you don't like this segment. It's full of information, the most recent available data. You're going to love this one, though. This, your list of Hartzell, your Casey Morning Show. My name is Hartzell. This is my list. You're going to like this one. It's Corona-based. It's on brand. It's on topic. Mm-hmm. Pete, are you curious to know that during this corona shortage or this corona outbreak, what states have seen a surge in drinking? Are you curious?
Every state.
You know as well as I do that you will be drunk tonight.
There you go, Dr. Phil. You're going to be drunk tonight. And based off this list, the state who will be drunk the quickest, I'll give you the top 10. At number 10, you had Georgia, which was interesting. Number 9, Idaho. At number 8, Mississippi. Number 7, Louisiana. Number 6, Nevada. Number 5, Arizona. Number 4, Hawaii. Number 3, New Mexico. Number 2, California. And number 1, Texas. Missouri on this list. So Missouri didn't really compute as a state that had any kind of reasonable bump. We're actually one of the least drinking states during the corona outbreak, which I thought was interesting. It makes sense. We're too busy going to the park, so I guess, you know, whatever.
You can't drink at the park, I guess.
It's not. Kansas, also not really much of a noticeable increase. But if you're looking at this chart, Texas, because it's like shades of purple, and you've got like the light, like the lavender, and then you get to Texas, and it's just like black. It's like they are drinking in Texas.
Texas forever, Corona forever. Y'all hand me that bottle over there.
Pete, give me a letter.
T.
T. T, T, T. All right. Peter, T swing. The T stands. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a little break, take care of some housekeeping. We got Sean Edwards, our Fox 4 film critic. He is part of the screening room. We got Flicks on Friday. Do we got anything else on this show we're going to talk about?
We got some sports later.
You got some sports, too?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Look at us. Conditions are ideal. My name's Hartzell. Pete, this is your KC Morning Show.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
I can't see you, but I am envisioning a beautiful man who has on a beautiful Charlie Hustle shirt. Probably nothing else but that. Am I close?
Yeah, yeah. It is just a Charlie Hustle shirt, and my bottom half is in the nude, and that is because today is Friday, and on Fridays we have the Charlie Hustle deal. It is the KC Morning Show presented by Charlie Hustle. You can use our promo code KCMS20. It gets you 20% off. And just yesterday, Charlie Hustle has released their new initiative called Hustle for Harvesters. Mm-hmm. There's three new shirts. One says, I've been social distancing for years. Another says, take a stand, wash your hands. And then another one says, we're all in this together. And in the Hustle for Harvesters campaign, they're going to try to fund 10,000 meals for harvesters. Every T-shirt in this collection will fund 24 meals. So you can go
That's
on.
That's awesome.
You can
That's awesome, by the way.
Help. Yeah. And the shirts are cool. If you look at them and you could help them try to accomplish this. I mean, you've seen a number of people in Kansas City, even when it comes to athletes, help out when it comes to trying to donate and help this initiative. So good to see Charlie Hustle stepping up. And again, you can get 20% off by using the promo code KCMS20.
I'm waiting for them to come out with that shirt that says wash ass. Is that maybe the next line? I can talk to some people about it. Maybe we can get that worked in for the next go around.
I think maybe you pull some strings, work them connections, and we'll see what comes out of it.
Yeah. I like that. KCMS20, that your promo code. Again, thanks to our friends at Charlie Hustle, and they're doing some good work, and you can be a part of all that. KCMS20, that's your promo code, and when everything gets back up and running and when we unlock the doors, that promo code also works in store, which is huge. So, Pete, one more time, break them off with that code. What is it?
KCMS20, KC Morning Show presented by Charlie Hustle.
The KC Morning Show.
Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic, the screening room. Sean, these people need you. We are now, what, Captain's Log, quarantine day, what, was this 12, 13? What is this now? We need the entertainment, Sean. Break them off with the entertainment.
I'm here. I'm here to make people feel good. I'm here to make people happy. Everybody's on a different day, though. I just graduated yesterday because I was in New York on March 10th.
Oh, so whoa. Are you quarantined? Yeah. Are you bunkered in?
Yeah, I did my 14 days since I've been in New York.
Okay.
But I'm still going to self-quarantine because you just can't be out there. I'm doing a responsible thing. But I cleared my 14 days since I've been in New York. I didn't get anything. I didn't feel ill. I think people know. People know I travel.
No, I see what you're doing.
People looking at me squinty-eyed before this whole thing went down.
I know what you're doing.
Nah, dude, you travel way too much. Stay away from me. Even family members are like, nah, brah. Nah. So I'm getting stuff done, man. I've gotten so much done.
So what's that mean? Are you writing more stuff? Are you watching more stuff? What are you doing then?
I'm doing a lot. I'm actually I've read like three really incredibly dope scripts for Hidden Empire Film Group, two of which will for sure be movies.
Incredible
stuff. I've been writing, working on my book, working on the documentary, working on a short film that's probably going to be good enough to be in consideration for an Oscar. The subject matter is just like ridiculous.
Oh, my man. Okay.
Yeah, so I partnered with a friend of mine out of Australia and another friend of mine in L.A. and another friend of mine in Washington, D.C. So we're kind of racking that up. I'm just working, man. You know, I'm just trying to find a lane. I'm trying I'm trying to work, so when I die, I'm remembered for something.
So we're going to get all the exclusive stuff, right? Like, we're going to get that stuff first on this show.
Dude, you most definitely get an exclusive and a final cut of the Fatal trailer. Believe it or not, we're still opening June 19th. We'll see. Like I told you, we're bringing the premiere to KC. So hopefully all this clears up by then, man.
And you said, right, you did say that. Didn't you say that they're opening up some films in China, right?
Yeah, movie theaters are back open in China. And to kick things off, they are calling Hollywood. And some of the first films they're going to show, they're going to show all four of the Avengers movies and the first Avatar. That's a lot of box office records right there. That's a lot of moolah, all owned by the same company, by the way.
Well, of course. I mean, we know how this game is played. Come on.
Right. Come on. Right. But no, that's encouraging, though. They're going back to the movies in China. So it's just a matter of time before we all go back to the movies here in the States.
All right. So before we get our movies back here, and we starting to get some good news, so we feeling good. You texted me and said that you got a list of movies, some feel-good movies that we can watch right now.
Yeah, because we're still at home, and we're still streaming lots and lots of stuff.
That's right.
But I figured, hey, why not give the people a couple of suggestions on some movies that will make you feel really, really good. First pick, it's actually fresh. It's brand new. It just began streaming today. Think of this. Here's the pitch. Remember the movie Sideways?
Yep.
Remember the movie Soul Food?
Yes.
Okay, this is Sideways plus Soul Food, except it's better than both of those movies. It's called Uncorked.
You got them before they're ready, I lose money. If I lose money, I can't take your mama to Vegas to see the Blue Man Group. You want to be the one to tell her she can't go see those three fools beat a pie? I sure don't.
Y'all better not be back here arguing.
Lodge ain't cutting the meat right. He don't want you to go to Vegas.
That's not true.
You better not be.
Okay. So, like, the wine vineyard meets, like, the barbershop.
Yes.
Okay.
Or the barbecue. Oh. Or in the case of this movie, the barbecue joint. It's about a young man. He works for his family's restaurant. It's a barbecue joint in all places. Memphis. Don't know why they didn't shoot that movie in Kansas City, but we're going to forgive them for that. But it's about a young man who works for his family restaurant in Memphis. It's a barbecue restaurant. But he has ambitions to be a sommelier. The movie's fresh. It's original. It's inventive. It's well-written. It's well-acted. So many cool elements to this movie. And it's streaming right now on Netflix. Feel-good movie. Great movie. And it's my favorite movie I've seen so far this year.
What we got next?
Next, I got a movie called Love Jack.
Your folks think your fiancé's coming. And we both know that ain't gonna happen.
Are you saying what I think that you're saying?
Yes. I'm your man.
It's also streaming on Netflix. And it's just a really feel-good rom-com. Now, it's not star-loaded, but it's got some future talent. And, of course, it's got the typical rom-com hijinks. There's a fake fiancé. There's lots of family drama. There's a trip to Africa. There's a lot of stuff that goes
classic.
Wrong. It ultimately ends up right. It also is co-starring Mike Epps, who, for my money, is the most underrated funny dude in the business. But it's one of those throwaway rom-coms that's got a great soundtrack, goofy dialogue, and just a really whimsical premise that everybody can enjoy.
This right here I'm reading says that Love Jack displays high quality for low budget. So there we go.
Yes, I'm giving it, that's why I gave it a pick. It's an underdog. And then third on my list is also streaming on Netflix. It's called Always Be My Maybe.
He wants to travel a bit before we settle down. It's really for the both of us.
I finally realized that I don't want to get married.
Are you kidding me?
I can tell you're a little...
I hope you get malaria and shit yourself to death, you shitty piece of shit.
A little softer, please. You are scaring the goats.
It's based off of Mariah Carey lyrics.
Oh, you know we know that track. Of course we do. Of course. That's basically a national anthem.
Yeah, but this movie's cool. I mean, these two guys, they were childhood sweethearts. Some things happened. They go wrong. They split apart for 15 years. And then they reconnect as adults. And, of course, they're on opposite sides of the track now. But that ain't ever stopped love in no rom-com.
Of course not.
Of course. But it's funny. And this movie's been out a while, so I don't think I'm going to offend anybody right now. But spoiler alert, the cameo is everything and more. And if anyone's out there that have already seen this movie, they know exactly what I'm talking about. It was one of the best moments I've ever experienced watching a movie.
Yeah, so this came out in 2019, and it's got 89% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. People love this movie.
And guess who votes on Rotten Tomatoes?
Oh, of course. Hold on. Is it you? Yeah. Is it you?
I'm one of the many. It's like 1,000 people, but I'm one of the 1,000 people who have a little bit of a say. On
that Rotten credibility. Tomatoes. The credibility is key on this show.
I don't know. Red tomato, green tomato, red tomato, green tomato. Who cares? Those are three feel-good movies that you can watch with your entire family. They're all dope. And they're all going to make you feel better.
Give me all three of them one more time.
Uncorked, which just started streaming today. So it's fresh to death, like a brand new pair of sneakers. Love Jack, which is just funny and whimsical, and you can't go wrong with the old-fashioned rom-com. And Will You Always... I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
Always Be My
always,
Maybe.
Always, yeah. I keep, yeah, you know.
You try and go the whole stanza, man. We don't need the full chorus. We just need that first line.
I'm out here trying to sing, man. I'm so old, I remember when I had a crush on Mariah Carey.
Man, people, we still got crushes on Mariah Carey. I did Crazy. I'm into it.
Ooh, okay. You and Nick Cannon must be boys. And also, real quick for everybody out there listening, if you go to visitkc.com and you're bored, they have a list of movies that were made in Kansas City that you can go and watch and stream. The list is not very long, and we really don't have a great track record of really dope movies that have been shot here, but you got to support the production efforts that have happened here. So there's a list of some movies you can go and watch that have connections to Kansas City.
Perfect. All right, maybe we talk about some of those next week.
Yeah, we will. Let's dive in, because there's a couple on the list that are so I definitely want to give some love to those. Support local KC, baby.
Especially right now. Absolutely. All right, Sean, we did this last week. I think we're going to keep doing it. It went over very well.
Let's do it.
What was the last thing, TV or movie or otherwise, what's the last thing you watched?
I watched this new series that's coming out in May, the new Ryan Murphy series called Hollywood.
It follows several different characters trying to make it in the film industry. Murphy describes the show as, quote, a love letter to the golden age of Tinseltown. Murphy said the intention is to show, quote, how absolutely everything has changed and nothing has changed.
It's bold, it's audacious. And that's all I can really say right now.
Okay.
Old school Hollywood, like right after World War II, and these young kids all have ambitions and making it in the movies, and they're dealing with the big studio system and how they used to make movies back in the day. But it touches on a lot of issues in terms of like race and sexuality. It's really steamy. It's very strong, but I can't wait for people to get a glimpse. I think it's going to really stir up some controversy. I can't wait. I like stuff that forces people to put on boxing gloves when they talk about it.
Sean, where can people find you? Are you still taking this social media break?
Yeah, a little bit. I still don't feel 100% about doing what I do on social media while so many people are out here suffering and being concerned. But if you got to check for me,
we ain't too proud to beg, though.
KC on everything. Man, I mean, I'm just trying to wait for things to settle down, and I'll go back to, you know, posting dumb, goofy stuff on social. Right now, the world's a pretty serious place right now. And everybody out there, stay healthy, be safe, and watch lots of stuff on TV.
I love it. Sean Edwards, we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
My man, be safe.
You too, brother. Stay safe.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the Force, and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter S. Swain, the S stands for sports. Take me to sports.
Welcome in to sports. No games, which is sad, and that's why I've been having to revert to Folks at News.
Yeah, how are you doing? Are you holding up okay? I feel like, you know, last week I didn't want to say this on the show, but you did feel like you were a little bit down, man. Like, as I was hearing you report the little bit of sports you had, you seemed like you weren't yourself.
I just feel a little, I just think it's just like hopeless. I'm ready to hear the date or like the projected time when everything will go back to normal, because still nobody knows. And I think once I know that, I'll feel a little bit better.
Okay.
I still am wondering. And again, this is just pure speculation for me, no data or anything. I'm wondering if NFL games are going to get delayed, which is the way this is going. And so it's something I'm curious about. The NFL announced yesterday that they're going to push forward with the NFL draft, and that's in late April, My thought is they'll do the draft digitally, and then now the NFL will be the next league to kind of shut it down. I don't anticipate there being OTAs or anything like that. So will training camp happen on time? That'll be the next thing, and that's August 1st, so we'll just have to wait
and see. Who did I see? Was that the Was that the WNBA that's doing the virtual draft?
Yeah, and the NFL will be doing something similar. They'll be taping something different, but it's completely different. They've shut down facilities now, so I don't even necessarily know how teams are going to meet and have their draft boards. The GMs in the NFL wanted to push the draft back, but the Shield said, we are keeping this thing moving, so there's going to be no pause. They're going on with it. I think they want to get it in. You can't blame them for that, right? So we'll see what happens when it comes to the league. In other sports news, and it, you know, everything right now involves COVID, Steph Curry hopped on an Instagram story with the famous Dr. Fauci, who appears with Donald Trump in the background. Here's Steph Curry and Doc Fauci.
My question is, like, what needs to happen in terms of, you know, the numbers, or what metric are you looking at to be able to then determine at mass that, you know, large gatherings, sporting events, those type of things are okay to, you know, revisit as not a threat to continue, you know, the spread of the virus?
That's a great question, Steph, and that's what we deal with on a daily basis when we sit down in the Situation Room with the White House every day to go over that. What you need is you need to see the trajectory of the curve start to come down.
Fauci goes on to Steph Curry's Instagram story, and Steph, who has become really this immortal-like figure now. I mean, he's just so good at basketball, but he's just like everybody else. He just wants to know, like, when he could go back to work. And the way that Instagram is set up, I thought this was really cool. Barack Obama was on the story watching, and he commented. He said, listen to the science, do your part, and take care of each other. So good to hear from the former president chiming in and you know, just showing support. And
love, Steph Curry. Steph Curry, I think you're doing a great job. COVID, Corona, yes, we can. No, we won't. Stay home.
Antonio Brown won't be joining Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. That nutcase, he will...
Tell me how you really feel.
He will not... Well, Tom Brady has kept in touch with him since the New England Patriots debacle, and I think Brady was hoping that he would be able to come along wherever he landed in Tampa. That's head coach Bruce Arians. Arians was actually the offensive coordinator when they were both members of the Pittsburgh Steelers organization, and he emphatically said, yeah, it's not going to happen. There's no room. It's not going to happen. It's not a fit here. So he wants no part of Antonio Brown, because I think what they're trying to do is create a good culture, and Antonio Brown, he brings the bad culture.
He's bad culture. It's that easy.
Thursday would have been opening day for your Kansas City Royals, but right, that unfortunately did not happen. 610 Sports Radio did a simulation of the game.
Mm-hmm, man.
Hunter Dozier and Whit Merrifield. Yeah, solo home runs in the Royals 2-1 win opening day over the White Sox.
This is where we come, huh? Pushes come to shove.
If it would have happened on a video game called MLB The Show, then yes, the Royals would have won, but it doesn't count.
I'm actually kind of surprised. I thought the more sports stations would be doing simulated games like this. I thought that's kind of where we were headed, and it took us longer than we thought, but here we are. I expect a lot more of this.
Yeah, I'll happily pull the curtain back here and let you know that I've, you know, I had the opportunity over the past, you know, year or two to sit in and potentially try out for some of these four-hour shows. If you're doing a four-hour sports show right now, I mean, you are reaching for anything you can possibly grasp. That is not a position that I envy at all. And so, yeah, I think you'll start to see more and more of this type of stuff as things goes on. You're seeing some shows point to games of the past. I bet you there'll be like recaps of the Royals World Series run, and I think I've said this on the show before, like the Chiefs, I think, will probably relive that run again. Mm-hmm. if any kind of football gets laid. You're actually even seeing it with Chiefs.com. They're starting to do some of that stuff. So, yeah, just such an odd time right now to be a sports fan.
Is that all we got for sports? Is that it?
That's all I got right now, yeah.
Hell of a sports beat. I honestly, given the circumstances, that was excellent.
Yeah, you're welcome for that.
We are going to be running a little late. I'll be totally honest. I apologize if you are someone who wants to keep this thing under an hour, but you've got extra time. I'm assuming maybe that you're listening a little bit differently, and maybe not so much of a morning commute. Actually, you know what? I'm curious. Pete, I don't know if you've put this out on social. I'm very curious if you're listening to this show. Thank you. We love you. Where are you listening from? I'm really interested to hear if you're doing this while you're working from home, or is it now background noise for a home workout? I'm curious. So let us know where you're listening from.
Are you on your Peloton?
Are you on the Peloton? That's where I wish I was. Honestly, we talked a lot of mess on that Peloton, and now look who's laughing. He who laughs last. He who Pelotons laughs loudest.
Karma is real.
Karma is real. Do you have, we got time. I'm going to do this. Can you pull up some words of wisdom real quick? I got a stay-at-home song ready. Can you give us some quick words of wisdom? We didn't get this on Wednesday. Can we go Friday forward before we get out of here?
Yeah.
Pull up something really quick because I got a song ready to go. In fact, we're going to go with Home from Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
So, I'll give you five.
That's all I need. I don't need a bunch. Just give me a little bit.
Here we go. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. That's my guy Theo. Theo Roosevelt.
Oh.
Theodore. I call him Theo. TR, if you will. Health is the greatest gift, contentment, the greatest wealth, faithfulness, the best relationship. That's Buddha.
Oh, Buddha said that, huh?
That's what it says listed on this website. It is during our darkest moments that we must focus to see the light. That was Aristotle.
Oh, that's appropriate, too, for right now. Thank you, Aristotle.
Right, Aristotle in your bottle, baby. I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion. That's Muhammad Ali.
Oh, all right. I am the greatest.
Trying to find a good
You
one.
Got a bunch more. Come on. If you need a Pete Sweeney original, go ahead and give me original too.
This is something that I love, and I try to best emulate. I believe in pink. I believe that laughing is the best calorie burner. I believe in kissing a lot. That's probably for you.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in being strong when everything seems to be going wrong. I believe that happy girls are the prettiest girls. I believe that tomorrow is another day, and I believe in miracles. Audrey Hepburn. That's some deep stuff.
Oh,
right,
you want one more? Give me one more. I mean, it's hard to top Audrey, but let's do one more.
I'm trying to find a good
one. If you need to give me an original, that's fine too.
How wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. That's Anne Frank.
That's it right there. That's it. That's all we need. We're going to go out with Anne Frank. And you know what? No, now I want one. Now give me a Peter Sweeney original. I want one now.
Stay home. By the phone. Don't roam. Be alone. Pete Sweeney.
All right. I didn't hate that. My name is Hartzell Pete. Another excellent job. Good week, man. I'm happy that you're still with us.
50 shows in the
We're
books.
We're still doing
50
this?
50 shows.
Wait, what?
Can you believe 50 shows in the books today. Congratulations.
What? This is our 50th show?
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, that's almost a bummer that you're not here. I did not know this was show 50. I don't keep track with that stuff.
Yeah, if we were live and in person, what I would do is have you smell a cake. Of course, you would put your face close to it, and then I'd smush it on you.
Well, we did it in spirit. We definitely did it in spirit. All right, man. Well, here's to another 50 more. Thank you, Kansas City.
50 plus.
Wow, I did not know we were at show 50. That is awesome. Well, if you're digging what you're liking, are you liking what you're hearing? I can't get that sentence out. Maybe leave us a review. Give us a comment. Follow us. What's our socials, Pete?
KC Morning Show everywhere, The KC Morning Show on Instagram. You can also email us at thekcmorningshow@gmail.com. No, no the on the email. KC Morning Show at gmail.com. That is actually the contact. But we're very reachable.
And especially
so
now.
Reach out.
Especially now. We got nothing to do.
Yeah, reach out if you want to say something. Drop a line. Give us a suggestion. Maybe give Hartzell some thirst trap tips. Mm-hmm. Triple T.
I don't need no tips. I'll give advice.
Readily available for the people. The people show.
That's right. That's right. Well, my name is Hartzell. That's Pete. We're broadcasting live. Well, I'm broadcasting live here from the Placeholder Studios, the Unlabeled Music Services. Pete's at his house. Fridays, your KC Morning Show brought to you by our friends at Charlie Hustle. And that promo code for 20% off, KCMS20. If you got anything, hit us up on the socials, KCMorningShow@gmail.com. That's all I got, man. I think that's all I got.
Have a good weekend. Stay inside.
Why don't you give me a letter, Pete? What's our letter?
H.
Peter H. Sween. The H stands for have a great rest of your day. Happy weekend.
The KC Morning
We'll see
Show.
Ya in the morning. Say bye, Pete.
Goodbye.